Could you explain to me what a kook is?
That's a classic question. So in the emergence of surfing coming out of Hollywood in California, where it's starting to get used as a kind of medium to tell stories, particularly the Gidget films off the back of best-selling books made in the late 50s, there's a juxtaposition between the valley kooks who are from inland, who are coming to the coast, and the locals who are masters. You never master the ocean, but they're already like experts on the board and in the water. And the lack of awareness that the outsider has versus the local has that juxtaposition of the kook, who is somebody who is in the way, they have got no sea awareness, they're dangerous, they need to get rescued, and the local surfer. So, you know, that whole ideology gets reinforced in emerging surf communities around the world, where the kook is somebody who's doesn't know the rules, and you get that brilliantly reinforced in great films like Big Wednesday by John Milius, who the film was made in the late 70s, but he's a contemporary of Spielberg and Lucas, went to film school with them. Great film about surf narratives. You get it in a mid-80s film called North Shore. You get it in cartoons and comics. But at the end of the day, the best surfers don't fall into those traps. It's a lot of the middle ground wannabes who sometimes fall into those traps of demonizing the outsider. But really, when you gain wisdom from the Stephanie Gilmores of the world and the Kelly Slaters and the Laird Hamiltons and the Charlotte Bamfields, they really are wonderful ambassadors of Stoke, in the sense that they really believe in the fulfillment of what the ocean gives. And they would not demonize someone for being an outsider or a kook. They would be the ones who try to help educate them to pick up naturally some of the skills that make the middle level surfers not demonize them as the kook. But it's essentially the insider outsider. And you get that in tourism, the hosts and guests, in the sense that we go to Barcelona as visitors. We walk down Las Ramblas and then we see the local community of Barcelona look at us as outside visitors, and we're the kooks and they're the locals. And that's why this whole idea of difference and tolerance and communication and acceptance is something that I think should be a subject to learn at school. So the juxtaposition between host and guest, kook and local, is not so acute, and it's much more embraced as a normal thing. And as a community, we safely embrace the outsider and show them how to engage with this activity safely, and vice versa.
Yes. We just have that built-in in-group, out-group bias that we need to like almost de-learn or mitigate. And it's funny that I guess we all are midwits at something. And it's funny that the middle, people in the middle are the most like almost insecure about it, in the sense that they like are trying to put down the newbies, but then the masters are the ones who don't say anything and that are chilled because they're secure in themselves. They know how comfortable they are, and it almost makes them humble in a way. And that's not just in surfing, that's in like almost everything, where the people that are slightly more advanced than the beginners begin to, I don't know, just start hating on the people that they probably were only like a year or two ago.
And I think that comes back to the role of the world as teachers as well, as sharers of ideas and processes, in the sense that when somebody is demonized and it's because maybe they perform dangerously, then, you know, it's an opportunity for people who've got more experience or expertise to share some wisdom and say that, you know, that actually, if you were to position yourself here in the water, it would be safer. You'd have more fun. You'd get more waves. Or maybe that person then is motivated to create a series of signs at those surf breaks or beaches that outline some of the basic rules for the first time, is to see, oh, okay, this is the safe place to be paddling and waiting for waves. This is the place where the more experienced surfers might be riding the waves. This is some of the basic rules of how to not be dangerous. And it's often reinforced and perpetuated by people with the insecurities, and they're the ones that are frustrated in their own level. But it's also important for people to share knowledge, and for people who've got great experience. And a lot of the people who have the best experience are not necessarily the highest performing, but they have got a lot of wisdom to share. They may be the older generation. They may even be very young, but they've got a lot of depth of experience because they've been doing it for a long time. And being comfortable, but not condescending, sharing knowledge for people to engage with things safely, I think is really important.
Definitely, 100%. There's a few ending questions. First one is, if you could give your 20-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be?
the surf industry won't make you any money. So if you want to have a healthy bank account, don't get into trying to live off surfing. But if you want to have a smile on your face and a healthy life, then yes, I'm grateful for that. But I would have had a much more kind of fruitful mortgage repayment system if I got into renewable energy at my 20-year-old self. But I'm not sure I would have looked back at 46 with adventures and the shared experiences I've had. So I'm grateful for that.